Hi everyone. So today's episode is a little bit different than the usual. You can think of today's practice as a moving meditation. So I'll basically guide you through a few stretches, a few movements, all of which will be done lying down. I call this episode Morning Stretch, as it's a great way to kind of begin the day and awaken. But you could certainly do this practice as a way to unwind from your day and prepare for a deep sleep. So whether this is your morning, your afternoon, or your evening, go ahead and make sure you're lying down and clear any distractions. So this practice will be about 15 to 20 minutes long. So this time is really for you to come into your body and move in a really nourishing way, whether you're starting your day or unwinding from your day. So to begin, you'll lie down with your legs long and your arms by your sides. Make sure your head feels supported and allow yourself to be held, whether you're lying on the ground, lying on a yoga mat, or lying in your bed. Can you kind of give into that support that's beneath you? And go ahead and check in with yourself. Is there any particular part of the body that is tensing up that you can actually relax with your attention? And how does your breath feel right now? You can take a nice deep breath in and a full breath out. And as you breathe in and out normally, naturally, can you notice the movement already that's happening just with your breath? So you might sense that the belly or the ribs or the chest are rising, expanding as you inhale. And softening, contracting as you exhale. So I'll have you lift your arms and reach them towards the ceiling, towards the sky. And as your fingertips reach away from your body, start to circle your wrists, circle your hands in one direction. You might have the eyes opening and looking at your hands circling. Or you might choose to do this entire practice with your eyes closed. And then go ahead and circle your wrists, circle your hands in the opposite direction. And as your hands are circling, continue to breathe mindfully. Lovely. And so reach your arms up and overhead now. So it's this full body stretch from fingertips to toe tips. And then lower your arms all the way down by your sides. You'll reach the arms up over your head. Take a breath in. Lower your arms right by your sides as you breathe out. Just do that a few more times. Arms reach up, full body stretch. Arms lower by your sides, feeling the shoulders relaxed the whole time. As the arms reach up and overhead, can you feel the sides of your waist begin to lengthen? Nice, and then lower the arms down by your sides and let the arms, the wrists, the hands completely relax. Bring your attention down into the feet, into the toes. Begin to point through your toes so the toes point away from you. And flex through the toes, kind of pushing your heels away from the body. Play with pointing the toes, stretching the tops of your feet. And flexing the toes towards you, stretching the backs of your ankles. No need to rush this movement. Take your time noticing all the parts of the foot that point and all the parts of the foot that flex. Now circle your ankles in one direction. Nice big slow circles. And circle the feet, circle the ankles in the other direction. Continue to breathe. Lovely. Now take both of your knees into your chest. I like to take the hands onto my shins here. And as you hug the knees into your chest, very subtly rock the knees side to side, feeling your lower back stretching. Feel the fronts of your hips softening. It's almost like you're giving your low back a little massage as you rock the knees. Just a little right to left, right to left. Now start to circle your knees in one direction. The knees could be glued together as they circle around in one direction, finding ease in your hips, ease in the lower back. Circle the knees in the other direction. Breathing in. Breathing out. So now you'll take your right knee, keep it into the chest. Lengthen your left leg long onto the ground. Let your left leg be completely relaxed. It's straight, long, onto the ground. And then you'll start to kick your right heel up towards the ceiling, up towards the sky, moving into more of a hamstring stretch. And I like to take my hands at the back of the right leg, at the hamstrings. And all you're gonna do is keep that right heel reaching towards the ceiling. It's okay if the back of your right leg is not straight. Feel the toes flexing towards your face. And then use the breath. Take full inhales. And long exhales. You'll bend the right knee back into your chest. And then lengthen the right leg long next to your left. Let your whole body relax. And I want you to feel if there's any difference from the right side of the body to the left side. The right leg versus the left leg. Lovely. Now bring the left knee into the chest. Start to kick your left heel up towards the ceiling as you stretch the back of your left leg. You can take your hands to the back of the leg. And just breathe here.
As your left heel is pressing skyward, your toes are pulling towards the face. Breathing in. Breathing out. As you're stretching, try to keep the jaw and the neck and the shoulders relaxed. Nice. Bend the left knee back into your chest. And you're going to take both knees back into your chest once again. Before we move into a twist, I'll have you find one bridge pose. So you can take both of your feet down, knees are bent, hands are pressing down right by your sides, and you're going to push the feet down, push the hands down into whatever support is beneath you, and lift your hips high to the ceiling, getting a nice stretch through the back, through the sides of your waist. Take a breath in here as your hips lift a little higher. And as you slowly lower the hips to the ground, notice how your back is making contact with the earth. From the upper back to the middle back and the lower back. Let's try that again. Press the feet and the hands down. Lift your hips. Take a breath in. And then lower the upper back. Lower the middle back. The lower back and the hips. Nice. Now your final pose of the practice is going to be our twist to the right and twist to the left. So once again, hug both knees into your chest. Nice and controlled. Softly bring your knees over to the left. All the way down, both knees to the left. Your arms can open like a T. Try to keep your shoulders on the ground as both of your knees fall to the left. And then you're gonna take 5 rounds of breath here. Soft inhale. Smooth exhale. Take 4 more breaths, just like that. Really nice. Bring your knees back through the center and over to the right. Both knees are to the right. Your arms can open like a T. Try to let your shoulders relax onto the ground. 5 slow, deep breaths here. Bring your knees back into the center, give them a squeeze into the chest, and then relax both of your legs long. Relax both of your arms by the sides. And now check back in with your body. Notice where it's making contact with the ground. And sensing from head to toe how your body is supported. And to close this practice today, we're going to end with 3 rounds of breath. Take a full breath in, filling your whole body with breath. Clear it out on your exhale. Twice more, whether you're starting the day or ending the day, fill the body with a fresh breath. And a full exhale. One more time, take in what you need on the inhale. Release what you don't on the exhale. And I hope that you enjoyed that movement practice.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save